Welcome back to Nachyomi. We're up to Perek Beis, chapter 2 of Sefer Melachim Aleph. So David's life is coming to an end, and he leaves Shlomo with parting instructions. He tells him, of course, to follow in the ways of Hashem. And David then tells Shlomo to make sure that Yoav gets what's coming to him for having harmed both Avner ben Ner and Amasa ben Yeter. And he also tells him that he has to deal kindly with the sons of Barzillai, who welcomed David into his estate when he was fleeing from Avshalom. He's also told to take care of Shimi ben Gera. As you can remember, the way Shimi ben Gera treated David when Avshalom was having that rebellion was not very appropriate. And David was not able to deal with him because he swore not to hurt him, but that swears did not apply to Shlomo, so he would have to take care of him. And David then passes, and he's buried in Ir David. And David, the Navi repeats for us, ruled for 40 years. 7 of those years he was in Hebron, and 33 of those years he was in Yerushalayim. And Adoniah then comes to speak to Bathsheba and asks her if Shlomo can give him Avishag HaShunamis, the woman who was the attendant to David. So he says, you know, can I please have her? And so she shockingly agrees with this ask. She doesn't understand why it's such a significant ask. And she goes to Shlomo to talk about it. And Shlomo, understandably, gets very upset by the request, that you might as well just, ask him to make me the king, says Shlomo. Or rather, you might as well be asking me to give him the kingship. He swears at this point to murder Adoniah, and he sends Benaiah ben Yehoyada to kill him, and he does. He also sends him to kill Yoav. He makes Benaiah the general over the army, and Sadok becomes the Kohen. Shlomo then tells Shimi that he was not allowed to leave Yerushalayim, and if he does, then he's going to die. And he agrees to this, but 3 years later, after he leaves, and in other words, 3 years later after he was told this, he leaves, and he is killed by Shlomo through Benaiah as a result. And the parak ends with the words, "Hamamlacha nechona b'yad Shlomo," that the kingdom was secure in the hands of Shlomo. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Beis, but for now we wish everyone God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Gimel, but for now we wish everyone a beautiful day.